This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
Well, good morning, First AB family. Why don't you give God the praise that he deserves? Oh, magnify the Lord. Let us rejoice his name together. Oh, yeah, you need to praise him because you can think about all you've been through last night, last week. And he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down. Thank you for allowing me to be here. I want to take time, first of all, to thank Reverend Thurman Tillman. What he didn't tell you is that this is like being back home. When I was walking back up the steps this morning, I told my wife, I said, I hadn't walked up these steps to the pastor's office in a long time. But in 84, when I came back home from Morris Brown, what your pastor didn't tell you is that we were on WSOK radio, me and a group of young men that used to do rap. And we did positive rap with a message. And a young man that was a pastor named Reverend Thurman Tillman called into the radio station. And he said, I'll help you. So he was our first manager. Help me now. Not only was he our first manager, he catapulted us to form Project Love. Are you hearing me today? So I just want to say thank you for putting up with me for over 39 plus 40 years. Isn't that something? And he still looks younger than me. Amen. To the members of First African Baptist Church, the ministers of the gospel, to the First Lady of First African Baptist Church, and to my wife, the only lady in my life, we want to say thank you for allowing us to be here. To my sisters and brothers that are here, my family from the Georgia Legislative Black Caucus, Representative Schofield, Representative Scott, Representative Viola Davis, and my Senator Michael Rett, thank you for being here on this morning. I want to, Reverend Tillman made me smile. I was telling my wife, I said, is it okay to come and break bread? And then he said, now I want to remind you, it's Sunday morning. And I'm just thankful to be back home. It's a good feeling to be back home. Y'all don't mind, right? Sometimes you feel like taking your shoes off and just sitting down because I know where First AB bought me from. Amen. I remember a time of need, and when I had a time of need, even as he was mentoring me, I knew the need was supplied. Are y'all hearing me today? So I want you to go with me on today in the book of John. If you would, in the book of John, the 6th chapter, the 5th through the 6th verse. The book of John, the 6th through the 5th through the 6th verse. And I'll be reading to you from this new international version. When Jesus looked up and he saw a great crowd coming toward him, and he said, Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? And he asked only to test him. Look at your neighbor and say, he's testing you. For he already had in his mind what he was going to do. And I want to come to you on today just for a few minutes to give you this message that you should download in your spirit and you should send to somebody. You should put on TikTok. You might want to put it on Facebook and might let it go to Instagram. And while you're on WhatsApp, you should be able to let them know, testing, 1, 2, 3. The Webster's Dictionary describes this word as testing as something such as a series of questions of exercises for measuring your skill or knowledge, intelligence, capacities, or aptitudes of an individual. We're living in a time right now where we're being tested. And I know that some of you have lifted your hands in adoration and you lift your hands in praise and you worship, but I just want to ask you a question on today. Have you been tested? Have you gone through the storms in the last 30 days? Have you forgotten about COVID with over 2 years and over 1 million people that left this earth to go to another place? Testing, 1, 2, 3. There are different times in our lives. We've seen the storms all around us, hurricanes. We've seen loved ones that have gone through afflictions, and even you have gone through some afflictions. And I just pose the question that even when Jesus saw the multitudes, he saw everything that was happening, have you gone through your own test? In this word on today, I want to give you this because you are not alone. Some of you have gone through some tests that you couldn't tell anybody about. Am I right? And you would be ashamed to say that you went through it because you never thought that you would go through it. When we started Feed the Hungry, me and my family in 2009, we started Feed the Hungry because we went through a test. Are you hearing me today? We went during weeks before the holiday season. I was working for Vaden Chevrolet. I was number 3 in the organization of 10. And God blessed me to be well. And I know that many of you don't understand this, but sometimes God will allow you to form something out of your own need. Are you hearing me today? We were going through a test that 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, they fired 28 of us, not because we were not producing, because we were the top producers. Have you ever been targeted through the test? And in the midst of it, we had a home and a car, and we had to give up that home. They didn't take it from us. We couldn't afford it. And we had to give up that house, and we moved on like the Beverly Hillbillies down to Beverly, down to Garden City, because we didn't understand when we downsized into this house that God had a test just for us. Don't you understand that there is a test just for you? And you think that your situation is bad. There are a lot of folk that are going through a lot of worse situations. We had to eat at somebody else's table that year, and we didn't understand. And something my family told me in the midst of going through what we were going through, they said, we'll never leave you. I began to think about someone else who said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll be with you even until the end of the world. It's just a testing, 1, 2, 3. There are different types of tests. There is a subjective test, and that is evaluated by giving your opinion. We're in a time now where everybody's got an opinion about something. Am I talking to somebody? You would know that Jesus never talked about the opinion of the disciples. He just says that this is what I want you to do. And if you ever been in a test where God is telling you that this is what I want you to do, and it's not about your opinion, look at your neighbor and say, it's not about you, it's not about you. Then there's another kind of test called an objective test. Everybody got to object to this and object to that. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the young people would say, that ain't no cap, period. Reverend Tillman, they didn't catch that. I thought they would catch that. Cap means that there's no lie. There's no lie. So what I'm saying is we object to God telling us what we need to do. He said, Carl, I need you to go to Garden City. I said, Garden City? Of all places? And when we got to Garden City, it was like Selma, Alabama. And when we formed Feed the Hungry, God said that when you're in this hotel that you're in transition, you will never be able to go through this again. And I made my declaration, and God said, Habakkuk, write the vision. Make it plain. Though the vision may tarry, Carl, it will come to pass, but it is for an appointed time. I'm telling you today, we're in a time that's an appointed time. And if we don't look at the test that they're doing, the test where the minimum wage in Georgia is not $7.25, it's $5.15. And then we're talking about minimum wage of the federal level being $7.25, and we haven't even got a livable wage because $15 is not even a livable wage because folk are working two and three jobs and they can't even afford to be testing. 1, 2, 3. And then Georgia says we're the best place to do business, but we don't want to do business with our own people and take care of our own people. Jesus looked out into the multitudes. And if I were the governor of Georgia, I'd look out into the multitudes and I'd say that this is not right that we are treating people like fifth class citizens, because it's not about black people or white people or Democrat or Republican. It's about people. If my people who are called by my name. Testing. 1, 2, 3. There's another type of test. It's called a summative test. A summative test. And that means the end of the year, the course that you run. Let me look at you and tell you that this is not the end. Don't let them give you a fictitious hypothesis that this is the end. Don't let them tell you that we're not going to make it. Don't let them fool you to divide you. Don't let them fool you to try to turn against each other instead of turning to each other. This is only a test. 1, 2, 3. But there's another type of test called a diagnostic test. And that comes to check out your condition. There is all types of conditions that we have. Hosea Williams said it because he emulated it from Dr. King. A man cannot ride your back if you stand up. We need some folk to stand up. Jesus was not a passive savior. Jesus didn't play the radio. Jesus came in to bring order. When we are order, Jesus brought order to our life. This country, this Georgia, this city needs order. Testing. 1, 2, 3. We got folk that are divided. I know they want to be elected. Let me tell you something. Don't accept the title if you're going to make it idle. Testing. 1, 2, 3. We got to serve for real. We can't serve divided because the enemy knows divided we will fall, but united we will stand. And if we're going to pass the test through our diagnosis, the diagnosis is that we've always been ununified. And because we've been ununified, they've been able to do and tell us anything they want to tell us because they know we won't pass the test when we're divided. Look at your neighbor and say, in this, I'm going to need some help. You can't do it alone. You're going to need somebody to help you out. Are you hearing me? When I called Reverend Tillman as a young man, I needed some help. I couldn't get into my pride and myself. I needed some help. You need to be able to call on the one true person who can help you. And if you come here on a Sunday morning and you raise hell all the rest of the week, then you're not passing the test because you call on the one living true God and he's the one that can help you. Tyrone can't help you. Boquisha can't help you. You better call on the living Savior, the one, the true and living God. You want an opinion? Stop getting everybody else's opinion and deal with him who can give you the guidance. He said, trust in me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge me, and I'll direct your path. Lift up your hands, all ye people, and cry out with a voice of triumph. This is only a test. But you don't understand what I'm going through. I'm just going through this. I'm just going through that. There were many folk that were giants of the shoulders we stood on that went through a lot more than us. They didn't have a car. They didn't have the luxury of technology. They didn't have an iPhone. They didn't have a smartphone. They didn't have a smart TV. They didn't have a Bentley. They didn't have a Barclay. They didn't have a Cadillac. They didn't have all these luxuries that you have. And we're sitting here in a time where we got a test. We got to go through the test and pass the test. God has not given us the spirit of fear. I don't know if I'm going to make it. If you would just pray for me. You're in a time right now, if you don't learn how to pray for yourself, you won't survive. Testing 1, 2, 3. They did it in Tennessee. They'll do it in Georgia. Testing 1, 2, 3. They're revoking things backwards. They're saying diversity. Diversity is a part of history. Would you understand when you're at First African Baptist Church, the oldest black church in North America, it's not about black and white. It's about history. Testing 1, 2, 3. The original 33 black legislators were 33 senators and state reps. 14 of them were lynched. It ain't nothing about racism. It's about history. Testing 1, 2, 3. I grew up in Hazard County. Around me, across the street, was my best friend, Tommy Chu. My mother and father worked. My mother worked two jobs. My father worked one job. And on the weekends, my parents were Tommy's parents. They did not speak English. I learned how to speak Chinese at 7 years of age. Are you hearing me? Me and Tommy Chu had to fight racism. Don't talk to me about tests. We were 7 years old and had to go through tests because folk were calling me chink lover and calling him in lover. You got to understand, folk are going to call you worse. That's just a test. They go, they call me this word, Pastor, and I'm just a little upset. Let me tell you something. We got to get some backbone. We got to get some spiritual testosterone inside of us. We got to get some stronger muscles because we're fighting. The weapons of this world are not of this. You're trying to fight against Boo, and you're trying to fight against Tyrone. They're not the ones you need to fight on. You're trying to fight against your husband. She's trying to fight against the wife. They're not. The enemy put spiritual weapons against you to divide you. This is only a test. If you're not walking in the spirit, you won't even see it. You don't understand. I have to take off my earrings, put my Vaseline on. This is only a test. You got to understand that this war is a spiritual warfare. And if you're not seeing the test that they're putting before us, see, it is not that you will fail the test, it's that you will go through the test. Are you hearing me today? If you're not willing to go through the test, I can tell you, some of you are going through a test with your children. Amen? Tell the truth. Stay in the church. Well, I don't know what's going on with her. I just can't do anything with her. We were some of them too. But somebody prayed for me. There was somebody that said, that boy Carl Gilliard, he said, oh, Lord have mercy. I'm stressed out about him. I'm trying to teach him. He's skipping. I don't understand. But somebody, Reverend Tillman, you better watch out for them candy little boys. They rapping back then. People didn't even understand rap. They trying to come into church and talk about rap. They even dancing in the church. I don't understand what's wrong with them. But Reverend Tillman said, I'm just going to pray for him right now. Somebody pray for me. My brothers and sisters, I will not be before you long, but I'll tell you that the test will come to a conclusion that the Lord said, I am mighty in battle and I have never lost a fight. Are you hearing me today? Who is this Lord mighty in battle? Are you hearing me today? Because you have to understand the battle is not yours anyway. It is the Lord's. This is only a test. Now, you know, we got Democrats, Republicans. It's only a test. Don't even look at it. Because let me tell you something. What I've learned, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And when you make a declaration, God will give you an affirmation, and you won't even need a confirmation. Are you hearing me today? Speak those things that are in existence. We're going to pass this bill. When we wrote the citizen arrest repeal law of Ahmaud Arbery, they said they killed him, and they said the reason that we were able to do it is the citizen arrest law of 1863. Robert W. Cobb wrote the doctrine to actually write about forming the Ku Klux Klan. The doctrine of that was written into the citizen arrest law of 1863 for Georgia. And when we came to repeal that law, they said it'll never be done. I said, I declare it in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me today? This is only a test. We're not playing. I'm telling you, I told Mr. Governor, this is Georgia's bill. We're going to repeal this. He said, well, we'll see what we can. I said, oh, no, this is Georgia's bill. And God, let me tell you something. When you say, God said, this will come to pass. 5 minutes before the governor's state of the state speech, B. Wynn came and whispered in my ear and said, Carl, the governor says he's going to repeal your citizen arrest law. Holler if you hear me. You got to be able to walk strong. You got to be able to walk bold. You got to be able to know tenacious and not contagious. But you got to be able to know that he is not a furious God. He's an awesome God, an omnipotent God. Potent God, omnipresent God. He's everywhere. He's everything, and he can do anything. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Don't you get weary, because we will win this battle because we're together. The enemy doesn't want black folk and white folk and Asian folk and Vietnamese folk to get together. He don't want east side to get with west side. He don't want south side to get with the other side. But I just want to ask you one more question in this test. If you stand to your feet, who's on the Lord's side? Testing, 1, 2, 3. We're going to pass this test. We're going to win this test. We're going to win this battle. We're going to have, the Lord will have his way. He will have his victory, and we will win this test. I want to give you this before I go. I hope my musicians will bear with me, because I don't sing, but I do worship. A lot of people sing that they worship in order to have the victory over anything. You got to worship him. I saw Reverend Tillman. I don't know where he get the vitamins from. I need, so he was jumping and doing this and whatever. And I was sitting like, man, whatever he got, I want some of that. Because your worship has to be for real. You ain't got time to play. Y'all better worship him. You better stop your car. You better worship him. You better park your bicycle. You better worship him in spirit and in truth. And I sang this song about my worship being for real, because you don't know my story or the things that I've been through. You don't know my pain, what I had to go through to get here. Don't understand my praise. Don't try to figure it out, because my worship is for real. You don't know my story or the things that I've been through. You don't know my pain, what I had to go through to get here. Don't understand my praise. Don't try to figure it out, because my worship is for real. I'm gonna say it again. Because my worship is for real. Would you stand to your feet? And I want you to put your hand over your chest and say this. You don't know my story. You don't know my story. All the things I've been through. All the things that I've been through. You don't know my pain. You don't know my pain, what I had to go through to get here. Don't try to figure out my praise. Don't try to figure it out. Because my worship is for real. Because my worship is for real. I've been through too much. Listen. I've been through too much not to worship Him. I've been through too much not to worship Him. Let me ask you a question. Have you been through too much not to worship Him? I've been through too much not to worship Him. And you know what the highest way of worship Him is? Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My worship is for real. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you.
My worship is for real.
You're so worthy.
Of the glory.
My worship
is for real.
Lord, I thank you.
My worship.
Can you say yes?
Yes.
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 My worship is for real. Yes.
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 My worship.
Now, just for the next 60 seconds, don't even worry about anybody. Mm-mm. Worship Him, exalt Him, praise Him. Don't even worry about your neighbor. Tell him something. Thank you, Lord. Come on, get where the true worshipers at right now.
Thank you, Lord.
The true worshipers. God, I'm not ashamed of you. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my family. Thank you for keeping my family. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for keeping my mind right. My worship is for real. My worship is for real.
You're so worthy
of the glory.
My worship is for real.
My worship is for real. Because my worship is for real.
Hallelujah. Our worship is for real. What a mighty God we serve. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Representative Gilliard, as we continue to realize that we are tested, we have been tested, we are in the midst of a test. But we know with the final exam that we have the victory. We know that when it's all over, He's gonna gather all nations together and separate them as a shepherd divides sheep from goat. And He's going to say to those on His right, come, you are blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you fed me.
Hallelujah. What an appropriate scripture for today, Brother Gilliard. I was hungry and you fed me. Thirsty and you gave me drink. Naked and you clothed me. Sick and in prison and you visited me. And he said, wait a minute, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty? When did we see you naked? When did we see you in prison? He said, inasmuch as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it also unto me. And these will go, hallelujah, into life eternal. That's our test. Have you prepared yourself to do what God has called you to do at such a time as this? Jesus went through the test for you and for me. Pastor, what test did he go through? Well, he came through 42 generations. He went about doing good. Out of all the good he did, they talked about him, ridiculed him, called him everything but a child of God. But look at the test he did for you and for me. He allowed them to put nails in his hands, nails in his feet, crown of thorns on his head, and on the cross, he died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But the story doesn't stop there. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night Friday, all day Saturday, all night Saturday. But early on that Sunday morning, he got up from the grave with power, power over the grave. Victory over death. What a mighty God we serve. We're tested. We've had 8 people who were shot this week in Savannah, Georgia. Yeah, it's only a test. Well, what's the test? The test is that we, as those who love the Lord, got to quit being afraid of going to where God wants us to go and doing what God wants us to do. We talk about all these young people got guns. They just got guns everywhere. Okay, they got guns. They got parents. They got folk in the community who look at them and probably look at them with disdain. But our test is to live before them in such a way that they can see Christ in us. I'm not saying you got to go and preach to them, but I can tell you one thing. The only way to have a safe community is to have a saved community. And if you're saved, you have the message of salvation that can save somebody else. We believe that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. But as scripture in Ephesians tells us, but it's according to the power that works in us. We have the power, and we're given the test, we have the power to transform our community. But we have to be bold enough. We have to be strong enough. We have to be faithful enough to trust God in speaking to one another and speaking to others. If you don't know anybody who's not saved, you got to get out. Yeah, you got to go somewhere. You got to walk around people. You got to live before them. And listen, church folk, we got to quit talking down folk who we think not doing what they ought to do. Yeah, we got to start praying for them and helping them to get where God wants them to be. So God will use us. It's only a test. But even on today, there may be those today who say, you know, I need the Lord in my life. I've sinned, I've come short. I'm not everything I ought to be. I've been tested. I failed the test, but I want to pass the test. And this test is simple. It's just acknowledging that you've sinned and come short. And I can tell you where the sinners are right now. Oh, no, you ain't got to duck down. I know where the sinners are right now. I could point out the sinners in this. I could point them out right now. And it's not because I clicked on to www.psychic. That's not how I know it. No. I know where the sinners are because the Bible tells us where the sinners are. The Word of God says all, not y'all, all have sinned and come short. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, what God has given us is the gift. The gift of God is eternal life. So simply saying, Romans 10:9 says, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raised from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. It's not a feeling, it's a fact. And if you're here today, you've heard the man of God. And if you're here today and say, you know what, I want to pass this test. I trust God. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. Romans 10, I say, if you shall confess your mouth and believe in your heart that God is raised from the dead, you shall be saved. If you're here today and you want to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, there's just a prayer we're going to pray. If you're online, there's a prayer we're going to pray with you right now. And if you want the Lord in your life, just repeat this prayer after me. I can't pray it for you. You have to pray it. And if you accept Christ into your life right now, you're saying, you know, I need to make this change. I need to have my life transformed. I need the Lord right now. Just pray this prayer with me if you want to accept him right now, wherever you might be. Say, Father God, I'm sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life and help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me right now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, we will applaud you right now. We thank God for you. Come on, let's thank God for those who are coming to Christ. If you're online, we ask that you would just type the word saved. And you're in Christ's kingdom. You're part of his kingdom. Now there's another step. If you would like to become a member of First African Baptist Church, you're already a disciple of Christ. But if you'd like to be a member of First African Baptist Church and you're here today, you can actually walk down the aisles. Or you can so note that by typing the word saved online. If you want to be a member of First Africa, won't you come on today? Hallelujah. Come on, let's thank God. Hallelujah. If anyone else want to be a member of First Africa?
It's for real. Say yes.
Won't you come?
Yes. My worship is.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, Sustainer, Redeemer, we thank you for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, our hearts have felt. God, we ask in a special way that you would be with our speaker, his family, his wife, his family, as only you can. Thank you for being with Representative Gilliard and all the work you're doing through him. We give you praise. God, we come right now asking, though, that you would use us in a mighty and powerful way to reach out in our community. We pray for those who've been victimized by violence in our community and throughout this world, God, that you would so touch our hearts and our minds that we'll be a proactive part of doing something to help the least, the last, and the lost, the impoverished. But God, let us speak truth to power that those in powerful positions also can have a heart to do what you would have us to do the way they should do it as well. We give you praise, honor, and glory, God. Thank you because we know that it's testing 1, 2, 3 every day of our lives. So guide us through the test, God, that you, when it's all over, can say to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And now we ask that the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit would rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let the people of God say amen and praise God. To the family reunions, if you'd like to take pictures up front, you can come up. We have a photographer to do that. Don't forget to give to Representative Carl Gilliard, also to Vacation Bible School. Thank you.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, FirstAfricanBC.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.